Coming up on today's show, we have some news to discuss, and then we're just going to do a little chatting about what's been going around the world in Disney World. That's coming up today on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome to episode number 501-ish of Traveling with the Mouse. I am your host for this week. My name is John, and as always, I am joined by Adam.
Ooh, what's up, everyone?
Yes. 501 canon.
Yes, the canon episodes. You know, some episodes we were just like, that's not canon. We don't want that one in there.
The lost episodes.
Yeah, the lost episodes. Maybe we'll just combine them or something one day for you all.
Right. Our movie episodes where we talked about Lost, the series, which we have before.
We did?
Where we just mentioned it.
Oh, we just mentioned it. Okay, I was about to say. I was like, I don't remember talking about Lost.
Not for a whole episode, but.
I was about to say, I was like, Lost? Really? We did that?
I talked about Lost recently.
You got lost?
I don't remember why.
Yeah. Why, as in, like, you started watching the show again?
No. I thought about it, though. I kind of do.
You thought about it?
I thought about it. It was a good series. There was a couple of seasons where it dragged a little bit.
You know, it was fun up until the conclusion, kind of.
Yeah.
Whenever they gave us all the answers.
Right.
That was not any answers whatsoever.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It got weird, didn't it?
Yeah, it got weird.
Anyway, Disney.
Yes, that's what we're talking about today is Disney. I'm just going to lead it off with a big one just because.
Oh, yeah?
We've all seen it. The new audio animatronic that's coming to Disneyland. We got some footage of it just recently. And I got to say, I'm impressed with it. I mean, I know there was a lot of debate about whether or not it should exist from family members and what have you. Then again, there's certain family members that like are like opposed to everything, it seems. So it's kind of hard to take that seriously. But what do we think? What do you think?
Well, first of all, happy 70th anniversary, Disneyland, because that's now, this week, whatever. As far as the Walt goes, I love the, like, the set pieces of the stage he's standing on. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks pretty good. It's like Hall of Presidents Walt. Like, it doesn't look exactly like him, but I think it looks pretty good. And the movement, I think, is really neat, actually, so.
I think the whole thing actually looks is going to be, I mean, it's acceptable to my eye.
Yeah. It's definitely one of the most advanced animatronics I've ever seen.
And yeah, they did the, well, I mean, there's lots of them out there now, but so it's hard to tell which one from the other, but.
Yeah. As far as a human character goes, though, it's pretty hard to replicate a human character.
Yeah.
I do like how it stands up. I was thinking earlier, leaning. And then he stands up and sort of takes a step forward with one foot. But it looks really realistic, actually, the way it does that. So,
right.
And if my eyes are correct, behind him there's a big map of Disneyland, but there's also the Florida property map, like the from the Epcot film behind him.
Yes.
And like a model of the jet, or not jet, but the plane, the prop plane, whatever it was, the plane that he flew over Disney World property in. There's your model.
The one that he was, the original plans for the Florida project.
Right. Yeah. So it looks like there's a lot of cool little things behind him to see that are cool. And maybe even some things from the archives, looks like. Like his, there's like a little desk behind him and then like some other, a phone and some other things that may have actually come from his actual office. Who knows? So that's cool. I think it's great. I think it's really cool. Although the audio sounded a little off to me. I was, you know how I am with the voiceover stuff. I think it was his.
They probably generated his voice with AI.
That's what I wondered. It's an exact quote that they shared about, you know, him being the bee that pollinates and whatever. But it sounded a little less like him than the recording I remember of it, but maybe they tried to enhance it and it sort of made it sound a little different, but it's good. I like it. I think it looks
good. Yeah, I would totally think this would be cool to go see, actually. So,
yeah. No, I can't wait to go see it, actually. I'm looking forward to it. So,
yeah
they did a good job with this, I think.
Any plans to go to Disneyland anytime soon?
I mean, nothing concrete, but I definitely want to go sometime before the 70th is over.
That would be kind of nice.
Yeah. Sometime in the next year would be nice. I'm sure it's going to go through the end of like next year, isn't it? Isn't that how they use it?
It's usually a year-long celebration, yes.
Sometimes it's a year and change because of the extended.
Apparently there is some aerial footage in regards to Muppet's Courtyard and the progress going along over there with the demolition there. There's a section just beyond the fountain here that's been it's like dug out or whatever's going to go there. Construction on the Monsters building, it seems to have started at least.
Yeah. Yeah, I see a little thing popping up there. It looks like the entrance will be like they're framing that. I wonder though, you know how it went downhill there towards Pizza Rizzo? I wonder if they're going to level that off or not.
It looks like they've already begun that actually.
Sorry, I'm wondering.
One of these photos gives an angle that shows the sign to Pizza Rizzo, and I think that that's part of what they've done there. I don't know what that is that looks in the center there that looks round. That's definitely not the fountain. The fountain's way closer. You can see it's drained. Miss Piggy's gone.
Oh, yeah, that fountain. Yeah, the Miss Piggy fountain, yeah.
Yeah, you can see it's gone, but there's not another fountain, is there? I don't remember that.
I think it was a planter. I have to look. I think it may have been like a planter with a tree in it, but...
It's a little bit sad seeing this, knowing that it's gone away.
Yep. An old section of the park that really... In the last few years, there was no reason to do much over there, but the bathrooms by Pizza Rizzo were great.
Yeah.
But, of
course you would say that.
Yeah. Because you can get to them from inside of Pizza Rizzo and from the outside. So, kind of nice.
I never had Pizza Rizzo.
Ever?
I ate at Pizza Planet before, but I never ate at Pizza Rizzo since it's been there.
I mean,
never did stop in.
It's fine.
It was fine.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
But you can see in the parking lot behind it, too, where they've roped off where the building's going to go, the show building. Looks like it's going to be pretty massive when it's all said and done, right? So
that's right.
Kermit's face is still on that building back there, but not for long.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's got to go. We got to go, folks.
Yeah. The door coaster will be cool, so... I guess it will.
It's an idea that's been discussed for quite some time, so hopefully it delivers.
Yeah.
Nikki's Not So Scary Halloween Party has now, I mean, you know, it's around the corner because, you know, I always think of Halloween on August the 15th. It could be, this is kind of an interesting, like where we are, like the two dates have sold out, but one of the dates is not the first date, which is something that usually happens. Now the dates that have sold out, obviously this one's not so much of a surprise. Halloween itself has sold out. That one usually sells out early, right? However, August the 19th is the other date that is sold out. And the only reason I can think of is because it was one of two dates that was cheap.
Cheaper, yeah.
It's 119 adult and 109 a child. August 17th being the other date in which it's the cheapest. It's almost like people going early said we're going to go for as cheap as possible instead of the first night. Especially, I'm sure there'll be some bloggers. I question as to whether there's going to be really that many that just bother going to the first date this year because it's kind of proven to not be that different each year lately.
There'll still be something that people will want to watch, so they're going to be there. But I think they are clearly price gouging that first one because the next date that it's that price of the first one, $149, is September 14th. So the fact that they're clearly price gouging the first one because they know people want to show up to see what's new or if anything's different.
Right.
Kind of annoying.
Yep.
But the other thing I was wondering about is the Destination D23 is like August 29th, I think, right? That weekend. So I'm surprised that it hasn't sold out for the, because there'll be a lot of people coming in for that, you would think.
Hmm. Just not the Halloween party. They're coming in for the
D23. Yeah. Let me see.
So they don't have time for the Halloween party.
Because they spent all their money going to D23.
Possibly.
Could be.
I mean, I'm sure it's not cheap.
Yeah. So it's August 29th is the first night. So yeah, you're right. They probably, if they're coming in for that, they probably, unless there's not much going on that first night, they might pop over to Magic Kingdom and do the party. But anyway, it is, that's also Labor Day weekend, isn't it? So, might actually be busy at Walt Disney World for Labor Day weekend for once.
Because
everyone will be there for D23.
Is that Labor Day weekend?
Mm-hmm. I believe it is, isn't it?
The 29th is a, well, in order for it to be, it has to be the 29th, has to be a Friday.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's, you think that's right?
See. Labor Day is September 1st, is it? Let's see. Yeah, it's September 1st, so.
Yeah, I still don't expect it to be all that is busy. I mean, because D23 might impact, but the people, like I said, the people, there's stuff happening all day. The people going for D23 are going for D23. They're not going for Disney World. So I think it would still be an opportune time to go to Disney World.
Yeah, I feel like we'll do both while they're there, right? At least.
Doesn't D23, don't they have stuff literally from the time they open to the time they close the event? So
yes, but wouldn't you bookend your trip at least with a day or two at the parks? If you're a Disney fan, you probably would.
Right? Maybe.
So like it's,
I don't think it's going to affect the crowds that much.
Yeah.
I really don't.
It just might be a little bit more than last Labor Day, for example. Anyway.
We'll have to compare the, if we can find the data, we'll have to compare it when it's all said and done. Test Track 3.0, the virtual queue filled up immediately for the first pass holder preview.
No surprise.
Nope, no surprise because those were limited anyway. So everything I've seen, I think I actually enjoy this new version. One thing I've noticed, I feel like it, like they do with every other ride, I feel like you are maneuvering through it just a little bit quicker than you once did in general. I mean, I know obviously the outside part is fast, but I feel like the indoor part
is faster.
Is moving along a little bit quicker. I mean, it just, from what I've seen, the video I've seen, it just feels like it's moving along just a little bit quicker. And it's, I can't say for sure, but that's what, I mean,
try timing it.
It looks that way.
Old version and see.
Yeah, I would have to do them side by side or something like that. But I mean, I've seen a video that does the new version, which includes walking the queue, and it was less than 10 minutes.
Right.
And pretty much the only thing they skipped was, of course, loading onto the vehicle. I think they've made the loading more efficient somehow. The only downside that came out of any of this is the door being run into during testing.
Hopefully they fix that.
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
So I'm going to go with aerial footage, not Ariel the mermaid, but Ariel from above. That would be sound kind of weird if there was aerial footage.
Yes. Well, I mean, she's got a new show now at Hollywood Studios. Not that surprising.
Not that surprising. But Disney has begun removing Railroad Track at Magic Kingdom. You can see that.
That is
part of their expansion. Have you seen any video, by the way, of the shuttle mode that they've done?
Yes.
It's kind of, I mean, they essentially just
go backwards.
Like the really slow reverse mode that it has. Yeah. Like if you notice, it goes way slower going from Main Street to the Fantasyland station. My thing is, why didn't they think to do that during the Tron remodel, right? They could have done a shuttle mode.
You mean from Main Street to Frontierland and back or something?
Yeah, you could do it that way.
Wonder if it's because it's so slow, that's a longer section of track. Maybe that's why they're not doing that.
Is it really that much longer than going to Fantasyland, though? I mean, Fantasyland's at the top. Fantasyland's at the top right of the park, right? It's a section that it goes in.
Yeah. I don't know which section is longer, but they're obviously not doing that for some reason.
Yeah.
But
why in shuttle mode, like right now, couldn't they go I mean, maybe I'm looking at it wrong. Maybe the station is affected because I see Tiana's in the
shot. Didn't look like the station was affected.
Yeah,
but I guess, I mean, technically they could possibly run two trains, and one goes to Frontierland and then backs back to Main Street, while the other one is backing back to Fantasyland and then going forward again to Main Street. You could probably time that right, maybe.
You could, but you could also just have that same train, just like one trip it goes the other way, one trip it goes, you know what I mean? It would take longer that way. Like one trip goes to Fantasyland, one trip goes to Frontierland. Or if you're wanting to go to one or the other, you have to wait to the next one, but who knows?
Yeah. This way, you can only have one train on the track at all, so
yeah.
I guess they switch out trains every day, maybe.
I just don't understand why they felt it necessary to do shuttle mode just to go to Fantasyland. I mean, I feel like that's the station people get off on the least out of the stations, right? You're either taking the Grand Circle Tour or you're getting off at Splash or Tiana's. So,
yeah,
that's usually the way it went anyway. So,
right. Which probably means I won't be riding the train for a while.
Well, so they're just testing this, really. It's a trial. And then once they figure out, hey, this is not really all that big of a deal, they're going to dial it back, probably. Is that what we're thinking?
I mean, well, they probably will keep it open, but with limited staff because they're only running one train and running at one station. So I hate that because they replaced all the track during the Tron construction. So it's new track. So that tells me the Frontierland stuff, they're going to move the railroad track further back, I'm thinking, to make more room for Villains Land. That's what that tells me.
Are they going to move the station? You're going to move the station to Villains Land?
I don't know. I feel like they would still keep the Frontierland station, but they might add another one for...
Yeah, that's a pretty long trek back there in the back. They can add a stop at Villains.
That would be kind of cool, right? Actually. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If they added a stop there somehow. Of a Villains theme station.
Actually, that's what they should do, is add the John Wayne animatronic from the when they're leaving the Frontierland station. It's a mighty tough territory you're heading into, Pilgrim. Might want to think about turning back if I were you.
Yes,
that is, if you want my opinion.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Long time ago, I made me a rule. Let people do what they want.
There you go. They probably dismantled the old John Wayne one, but that would actually be kind of funny if they did that.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Maybe they sold it on eBay to somebody.
Right. The question I'm wondering is, how further back are they going to move the train? And is it going to make a left turn like Disneyland's does? Like, they're actually going to make a left turn now instead of a right only?
Nah.
But, you know, if it goes further back, they may have to make a left turn, you know?
Is it really a left turn? It's more like it just has to veer around further.
You know.
I mean, it's not really a left turn. I would like it if they had the seats like Disneyland has, like they have the option of the ones that just face inward.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Wildlife Express at Animal Kingdom. They face in towards the park. I wish they would do that. But yeah. they did replace all the track during COVID or during the Tron construction. So they're not replacing track because they needed to. They're moving it. That's what it tells me. So,
yeah.
Interesting.
It tells me.
Which means Villains Land is going to be a lot bigger than we thought.
Possibly.
It also means the railroad as a complete circuit will be closed for, what, at least 5 to 6 more years?
Let's hope not. Supposedly.
Oh. I mean, how long is it going to take to build Villains Land from the ground up? It's going to be at least 5 years, right? Maybe less.
Maybe.
4.
It may not take 5 years.
It's going to open in 2030, right?
I don't know. So, there's a rumor at this point that the Liberty Bell River Road is to be dismantled.
What? That's so sad.
Yeah. I kind of hope that's not the case, but then again, I don't know what else they would do with it, right?
I wish they would use it as the shuttle back and forth between.
I mean, it's so big, you can't really like put it on display, right, anywhere.
I don't think it holds as many people as the ferry boats, though, across, going to and from Magic Kingdom, right? So it kind of would not be useful there, right?
Yeah, what I mean, though, is the fact that, like, it's not like they can put it in, like, Walt Disney Presents or anything. I mean, it's so big. So
you could try to move it to, like, shuttling people to, like, Pioneer Hall for the Hoop-Dee-Doo, but that's way too big of a boat for people going to the...
Yeah. I was actually saying maybe they can move it out west and kind of, like, have an alternate, although that's pretty crowded.
Yeah, how would they...
The river anyway, the Columbia. They still got the riverboat, the Columbia, the rafts. Do they still have the canoes?
Yeah, I think they do, yeah.
Like, that waterway is busy.
Yeah, it is. And it's much smaller than the Disney World one was.
Have they drained it completely?
No, I haven't seen that they've drained it yet. But any day, I'm sure they will.
Well, I mean, it takes a long time to drain, actually.
It's a big waterway.
Mm-hmm.
But the... That's such a, like, there's so many waterways at Disney World. You could use it as a shuttle somewhere, I'm sure, right? I mean,
yeah.
Would have been nice, but.
But not likely.
It's unlikely.
So there is apparently a new original character for the Whimsy, the name of the character is Whimsy. Coming to the Starlight Nighttime Parade. And he pretty much looks like a train. So I guess he's Whimsy the locomotive, I don't know. But it's part of a float.
I guess the name Thomas was taken, so you can't...
In Casey?
Yeah, because he kind of looks like Thomas the Tank Engine, doesn't it?
A little bit right there.
A little, yeah. Or James, what was the other, like, Percy, what were some of the other characters from?
I honestly don't remember any of the characters from Thomas.
Those are...
My girls were never into Thomas. It's more of a boys thing most of the time.
Yeah, kind of creepy. But it does have that look to it, honestly.
Yeah.
Anyway, I am looking forward to it, though. So, looks like they've been test running it, too. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Front of the castle and whatnot, so that's pretty cool.
So there was a picture taken recently that suggested that the dock at Morocco for the friendship boats is sinking. It sure looks like it.
Didn't they start running the other one? Is that why?
I don't know.
Oh wow!
The Moroccan one. You see how it looks like it's like at the back end of it or whatever. It's completely submerged. I don't know what's going on there. I'm sure there'd probably be some repairs done to it quickly. One would hope.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Oh yeah. So it does say they did change it. So Canada and Germany. So it's going to Germany now. They're taking us back to Germany.
We're turning around.
Yeah. They're taking us back to Germany instead of Morocco.
That's not where they were going. Anyway. Speaking of which, the new We Call It Imagineering episode offers a behind-the-scenes look at the Disney Starlight Nighttime Parade. So go check that out on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. A new coral reef sign has been installed. That's a little, they're updating it. I feel like that sign's been there for a long time, so I guess that's just, they just felt the need that it needed to be freshened up.
It's this new font that they seem to be using everywhere.
Yeah.
Right, more modern looking.
All right. So we have a sneak peek inside the Beacon Barrel. I think you and I were talking about that earlier.
Yeah. I watched the video Imagineering shared. I thought it was cool, like... The booths will have like wood carvings of some of the stories from the movies. Like I saw Davy Jones, I saw Jack Sparrow in he's obviously in a lot of them because it's Captain Jack Of course. The bar, like the back of the bar, behind the bar, like the big shelving thing is like the skull rock thing. So that's pretty cool. The mantelpiece or whatever you want to call it is the like skull rock. It's going to be cool. I'm excited. And there's cannonballs shot into the walls and stuff like that. So I like this. My hope is that Captain Jack will, like the roaming character, will like pop in every now and then and like talk to people. That would be awesome.
That would be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Barbossa, because he's around occasionally. Like he's there for the Halloween parties and stuff, right? So
Barbossa.
That would be awesome if they had them like just pop in and talk to people. That'd be awesome. So,
all right. So moving along, Disney World's holiday discount, 20% off rooms and $100 dining and shopping card.
I was like, what?
So the shopping car, I was like, what the heck? Card. It's available for guests looking to visit during the holiday season. I have never heard of them giving a discount during the holiday season.
Yeah.
So. That's interesting. I think, does it say more about where the year as a whole is, you know?
Yeah.
Probably for tourism in general, but obviously we're focused right here on just Disney.
Right. I mean, I said it, you know, well, we all said it at last year that this year would probably be the biggest year for discounts for a lot of reasons, one being Epic Universe and others, the lack of new things coming.
Yeah.
For this year in particular. So it has rung true. Where was that one about Georgia residents? That was the other thing. It was like,
yeah, that was an interesting one. I've never had that before.
I've never seen Georgia resident discounts. Which is pretty crazy.
So also amongst the clearing and stuff we were talking about, there appears to be the beginning of clearing for Villains Land as well. They show some of the aerials on that. I'm pretty sure supplied by our good friends at
BioReconstruct.
Yes, BioReconstruct.
Yeah.
He provides most all of the aerial
footage
of Disney World.
I wonder how fast they're going to open this. And I'm sure that they're starting this so that they can talk about it in D23. So we'll see what.
It's like, see, we told you there were shovels on the ground.
Right. Even though that was over a year ago. When they said that.
Yep.
I found the info on the Georgia residence one, which it's really interesting to me. Again, we talked about it this year. If you want to go, especially if you live in Georgia, the holiday season, it says save on rooms starting at $129 per night at All-Star Sports. So $129 during like Christmas or Thanksgiving is like
significantly lower.
Right. That's really low. Because I paid Pop Century, in 2019, I think on Christmas Day or right around that Christmas week, it was $250, and that was 2019, I think it was. So that's insanely good for All-Star. Of course, it's All-Star Sports, but whatever. And then, so the dates are November 16th through the 29th and December 12th through Christmas Day, the 25th, which I almost never did. They usually end it Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also interesting. And you can also get $199 per night at Port Orleans Riverside, $299 for a Lion King suite, Art of Animation, $319 for a deluxe studio at Saratoga, $429 Savannah room at Animal Kingdom Lodge. That's crazy. For a Savannah room?
Yeah.
And then $449 for resort view at Boardwalk. So I think none of those are bad at all.
I think the best deal, it seems like to me, overall that I heard was that $319 for a deluxe studio at Saratoga. I think that sounded like the best overall deal.
What about a Savannah View room, though?
How much was the Savannah View again, you said, though?
$429.
I don't know. Maybe I'm still thinking of the days when that was normal.
Right.
So
I feel like that's a pretty good deal for Savannah View. Yeah.
The only thing I would say about that is I just personally think that Savannah View is a bit overrated. This is me, but...
Well, not if you're paying cheaper prices for it.
No, I'm just saying in general, because you still get to see animals and everything, no matter what room you're in, you just can't see them from your balcony. I just think that, the value of being able to see them from your balcony, especially the ones you get, is just a little bit overpriced. But again, I'm not the target, obviously. There's somebody out there who is, so...
Yeah. But I mean, the Lion King family suite for 308. How many do those sleep again? There's...
It's up to six. It's up to six adults, I believe. Two bathrooms.
Right.
That's actually quite good as well. Yes, that's quite a good deal.
From the rack rate, yeah. Because they charge like $500 or $600 sometimes for those. It's insane how much those can be.
Yep.
So not bad. Anyway, thought that was great.
Yeah.
Offer.
And that's, again, like you said, this is the first time you've ever seen Georgia lumped in.
Right. It's usually Florida only. So.
Yeah. Maybe one day they'll have a Georgia annual pass, right?
Yeah. It'd be great if they gave us more options than just the
Incredi pass.
Incredi. Yeah.
When are they going to rename that, by the way? I say this because, you know, they did it, they named it after the Incredibles, obviously, but they're probably going to name it about something. They're going to name it something else.
They're reviving Monsters, Inc. Maybe they can make it the Sully Pass or the Mike
Sully Pass.
What's something they're doing?
I don't know.
The Villains Pass. You could do like the Maleficent pass and the Cruella Pass. I want the Jafar Pass.
The Jafar Pass. Because you go Jafar.
It can take you very Jafar. Yes. All right.
So to go along with this, the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party dates have been announced.
Mm-hmm.
And there is details.
Yeah, it's not surprising the dates. They haven't given the prices yet, though, right? Because that's what I'm really curious about. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it says they're going to be $169 to $229. That's it. I remember during the COVID when they first tried to bring it back, it was like $250 per person for Christmas, like the last one, you know, the closest one. So that's not as bad as I thought it would be. I expected like $299 or something for Christmas, the closest to Christmas. So that's the same price, max price, as the Halloween party. So not bad.
Yes. So, I mean, that's not bad. I don't know if I would go that far.
Well, but,
it is what it is at this point.
Could be.
Which do you think holds more value? I mean, is it a preference?
I think it's preference, because most people would say Halloween party, I think. But I've always preferred Christmas over Halloween, so I'm biased to Christmas.
Right.
Candy's probably better than like three cookies and lukewarm hot cocoa, because it's still going to be like 85 degrees during the party, but at least some of them will be pretty warm.
Well, having the fake snow, I still hold some.
Yeah. And of course, when they had the dreamsicle lights on the castle, that was also really cool to see. But they haven't done that.
It was. Yeah, I don't think that one's coming back, unfortunately. They've opted for projections.
Yeah. So, Jingle Cruise is a great layover, too. Mm-hmm. Overlay, I should say. Yeah, the Christmas parade I prefer over the Halloween parade, too, personally. That's just me, but fireworks are about the same. I mean, they're both great.
So, I mean, I know, I guess this we could call this Christmas in July, because they also have Jollywood Nights up here as well, which there happen select nights from November 8th to December 22nd. I don't see a price here. Oh, here they are. The events tickets are $159 to $199.
Okay.
So I guess that's not too bad. This one is more of an adult-oriented event, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah.
For a little more adult appealing.
Right.
So,
remember when Halloween party and Christmas party was like $75? Like, I remember. I do remember those days.
I think I remember being less than that, actually.
Maybe.
But, yeah.
That's the lowest I remember in my mind was $75. Well,
I think the very first time I did the Christmas party was probably either 11, it was 2011. 2010 or 2011, it was one of the two.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that was significantly less at the time.
For sure.
So given that that was 15 years ago.
Right.
So, or 15, either 15 or 14, whichever.
Yeah. Just in general.
Yeah. Festival of the Holidays. Got that out there too. Speaking of more Christmas in July, I might as well say.
Yeah. I like this festival. The more I've done it, the more I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I will try to go during the holiday season at some point as well.
Mm-hmm.
I do enjoy Festival of the Holidays. So.
And of course, Living with the Land gets a little layover, right? During Christmas now.
Yep. It's a good touch.
It's kind of cool.
Candlelight Procession, of course, will be back, which I'm looking forward to.
Yep. Yeah. No announcements on that one yet, but I mean, there's some pretty obvious ones that usually show up, like Neil Patrick Harris, of course, is usually there. Mm-hmm. When's the last time he was not there, if ever? I don't even know. How many years in a row?
I forgot. Last year he said, and I don't remember, it's 10 to 15 years, I think he's done it every year.
Yeah. Josh Gad is a typical one, right?
Yeah, he's a new popular one, which we saw last year. He was fantastic.
Jody Benson's a popular one.
Gary Sinise has been doing it a lot, too.
Yeah. I always think for something, reading something like that, it'd be nice if they could get, obviously not James Earl Jones now, but they could get maybe Morgan Freeman. That would be kind of an interesting one.
Yeah.
To hear read.
Right. As he has played God before in movies. That we're just saying. Or just because he has a good voice.
Ever since I was a little boy, people have enjoyed the sound of my voice.
Exactly. That's pretty good, Morgan Freeman.
Oh, thank you. There's some impressions I can pull off. Decent, I'll say. Well, decent thing. I'll say you're great.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm running out of things to talk about, I think, that I find interesting, at least anyway.
Yeah.
So I will talk about a little something here. I did for a moment, and I haven't completely ruled it out, where it's considered switching the trip in the fall to being a cruise on the Wish, like a weekend type cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I think the girls are kind of wanting to do something like what we have, like Universal anyway. So I think we're going to continue with that. So, continue with their Universal plans.
Thought you were going to make the wise decision and cancel Universal and go back to.
I think I need to do Universal again for the first time in 12 years in my case, and definitely do Epic. So, because it'll be Epic at Epic. So, no changes yet. Of course, you never know. With me, yes. There's always the possibility.
You have been known.
I've been known to change.
Possibly.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you the number of times that I've started with one resort and finished with another.
Like every time you book one?
And there was at least two occasions I would split stays, but I usually did it from like a mod and a deluxe. Way back when.
Yeah. I don't love doing split stays anymore. I used to do that a lot too, but having to pick everything and lug it back and unload it again is not my favorite.
I think I did it. It was like two nights at Coronado and three nights at Wilderness Lodge when I did it one time.
Yeah.
going way back to the time when we did it as a family, like our parents basically did a, they wanted to try Caribbean Beach, but they didn't want to totally not stay at Poly apparently. So they what was it? Was it two nights at Caribbean and then two at Poly or something like that? Or is it like one night at each? I can't remember.
Yeah, something like that. I don't remember.
Yeah. Because I know we stayed at Caribbean. Let's say we arrived, we stayed there, we went to Epcot, stayed that one more. It was two nights there and then two nights at Poly. That's what it was.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
And see, what it was we had a travel day.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day we went to Epcot.
Right.
Then when we checked out of Caribbean, it was almost like another travel day, even though it wasn't that far, because we didn't do any parks.
Okay.
And then just did Magic Kingdom. For the next day. So right.
No studios that time. Even though it was there.
Yes. Now, in 94, I went to the studios. That was the next time I would be going to the studios.
Yeah.
Not everybody did.
Mm-mm. I know I didn't.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, that particular trip, I remember I was the only one of my immediate family, anyway, that went to Epcot. I went with you guys.
Oh, really?
In 94, yeah. I guess it was money reasons.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't remember that well.
I do. It was a day at studios for me, anyway. Magic Kingdom, I think, was next. And then Epcot was last that time. Yeah.
Right. I remember seeing you, because Tower of Terror wasn't open yet, and you were filming them testing it, maybe, if I remember right, on that video.
But you could see it from a distance a lot of times.
Yeah. Like it was on the video. So it didn't quite open by that point, right?
You could see it from beyond the Chinese Theater.
Yeah. I seem to remember seeing that video of yours.
It's like a promotion for it.
Right.
Can't say that anymore, can you?
No, that's been long gone.
But you used to say it every time?
Yes. Look, it's a sign. Well, like a promotion for the Tower of Terror. Yes, every time I go by it, I said that.
And you say that's the Chinese Theater.
Yeah. Right.
Dolphin. Yep. Dolphin.
You can always see the dolphin, though.
Yeah, you definitely can't see Chinese Theater. You never could.
No.
Where are they coming? The only thing from the studios you could see from the road was the Eiffel Tower. It was the only thing you could see back when it was still there.
Yep. So now you can see spires shooting up over the trees.
It's literal.
On a pole.
The metal.
Yeah.
You can see the steel that's holding up the spires.
To the spires.
Right. Oh, gosh. I just don't understand. That could have been covered up so much better. I mean, heck, we know that Everest has a back, like a bald spot or like a bare spot, but it's not visible. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you can't really see it. Yeah, not really. Not fun.
You can't.
Or you should do the cruise. That's my opinion. Do the cruise.
Do the cruise. Of course, that's your opinion because it's not Comcast. I mean, Universal.
Either one. Same difference. So
that's why you say this.
I don't even watch anything on NBC anymore or Peacock.
Oh, please.
Something I want to see is on there. I just don't watch it.
I don't believe that.
Yeah. I forgot. Was the U.S. Open on? I don't remember. They don't do golf anymore, right? On NBC? I can't remember.
Probably not right now. They probably do other tournaments. You mean not major tournament? I haven't had one.
I don't watch the Olympics either. I just, people have to tell me what happened.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
I don't believe you. What about The Office?
A few things. Yeah, I don't watch it anymore because it's on the worst network.
Peacock? I mean, what about Parks and Rec?
I don't
what about SNL?
Oh, darn it. I do watch that. Never mind.
I knew I would get you eventually.
All right. So there's one thing I watch on the Evil Network.
The Evil Network. Why is it so evil? It's not evil. As a matter of fact, it was the one, they were the ones that originally had House, but it was, for some reason, it was broadcast on Fox. I've never figured that one out, how they can be like owned by another network.
Studio, I guess. Weird how they did that.
But yet they don't show it themselves on their own network for some reason.
You'd think as greedy as NBC was back then, they would have like canceled it on Fox and re-upped on NBC, but well, they didn't make really dumb decisions back then, though, like the whole Tonight Show debacle and all that, but anyway.
Yeah.
It was around that time.
They have House on Peacock, though, so.
Well, I don't have Peacock subscription, so I will not give them my money, so.
Well.
People are going to think I really have, like, some, like, horrible thing that happened to me from.
No, I think they know. You can't possibly give credit where credit is due. That's what it is.
I'm just a loyalist to Disney.
You can be a loyalist and not be a, like, diss everything else.
And boycott everything.
Whatever.
I know what you're saying.
Pretty much, yeah. You can still be. I mean, it doesn't mean you have to do everything Disney.
Right. No, I only watch ABC, Jimmy Kimmel Live, and all the shows. Right. Come on. Anything that's on ABC Commissary Lane, the Commissary Lane, any promotion for anything, that's all I
want. That's all you watch? Mm-hmm. Is those posters?
Mm-hmm. That's what I guide me. That's what guides me to say, oh, okay, I'll watch that show because it's on the billboard.
So based on the music there, you, or unless they've changed it more recently, you watch Home Improvement. Let's see.
I used to.
They used to play that song there all the time, though. Remember it?
Welcome, I haven't heard it in a while, though.
I think they finally changed the soundtrack up. Used to hear it a good bit.
Yeah. Did you see this last story I saw about they're adding a snack bar at Toy Story Land, it looks like? I don't know why you're adding another snack bar, but it's almost to the entrance to Galaxy's Edge, just like on that end.
Hmm.
It says it's snack kiosk.
Well then.
What other snacks are they going to put out there? They need something with a cover over it. That's what they need. Anyway. Probably got a snack bar there, right?
Possibly. Supposedly. That was another thing that was on NBC back in the day.
Supposedly?
Friends.
Oh yeah, of course. Says Friends. I did watch that show. That was before. Well, it was before I had Comcast.
ER?
Their internet was terrible. Yes. No, I watched NBC all the time back in the day, but I don't really watch network television anymore.
Yeah.
Who does?
It depends. I don't think, I'm trying to think. I don't really have any shows that I care to watch anyway.
Yeah.
Not really. I know a lot of people now get into Netflix ones and stuff like that, but.
Mm-hmm.
Like their original content, but I just really haven't. So that's me. All right. Well, I guess we've tried to drag this out just long enough so that we can say we had a close to an hour show.
Well, I have a couple of tiny. I see that Bob Iger is going to narrate the intro to Walt Disney's show. So Bob Iger gets to do that. Anyway, I just throwing that.
Good for him. All right. Well. So I think that's going to wrap this show up for the day, for this episode. You can find us on Facebook, X, and Instagram. That is all at TWTM Podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store where you can get your exclusive TWTM merchandise. And we also have a YouTube channel where you can hear these episodes plus more. And where can you find that, Adam?
Our website, which is travelingwiththemouse.com. You can find the TeePublic site there as well. You can get the Monorail and Skyliner merch, and you can email us podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com.
So for Adam, my name is John. This has been Traveling with the Mouse, and we hope you will join us on our next trip. Going down the bayou.
Now I see that they are draining Rivers of America. It's just, you're right, it's a slow process. Sadness.